couple of Sundays ago, we just finished the series on the Lord's Prayer. I had great fun preparing and preaching. And actually, I started this working on this sermon series on the Lord's Prayer several months ago. And one day I ran into a book entitled The Lord's Prayers. It's a plural. It was written by Mr. Elton Trueblood in 1965. When I first saw the title, since I never heard of this title before, I thought it was rather an odd title to begin with, or even a typo. Someone made a mistake. So I picked up the, copy and started reading it. And sure enough, it was not a mistake. Indeed, the author, Mr. Trueblood, compiled all the prayers that the Lord Jesus Christ himself said and done. So I thought it would be nice and it would be beneficial to all of us if we studied the prayers that the Lord himself practiced and said. So here we go. My plan is for the next 4 Sundays, we are going to learn of the prayers the Lord Jesus Christ himself had said and practiced. And my prayer for all of us is that may God help us to learn a thing or two about prayer from the examples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And help us to put them into practice later on. First and foremost, let's ask the question or the reason why Jesus Christ prayed. Why did he ever pray? Don't you think being equal to God, Jesus actually did not need to pray at all? That's how I feel. Like God has no need to pray, right? Unlike us, God doesn't have to pray. Or perhaps all Jesus had to do was an occasional prayer, like most of us do, once in a blue moon and only in times of crisis. Here's the truth, though. Jesus surely prayed, according to my research on the Bible, all the time. He had indeed had a habit of prayer, not weekly, but daily. And sometimes Jesus spent the entire night praying. It's very intriguing to think about that. What do you think motivated Jesus to pray every day? One preacher said that Jesus didn't have to pray for his own needs, which I agree. Indeed, I cannot think of any other times or occasions when Jesus asked for God's help for his own needs, except one occasion. When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he was crucified, what prayer he said? He said, "Father, please take this cup away from me. But not as I will, but as you will." We all remember his prayer. But other than that, he didn't have, any occasions to pray for his own needs. Yet, the result, the discovery I made in the Bible, Jesus still prayed every day to God and with God. So I came to the conclusion that he had a habit of praying to the Father in heaven every day. Why? Here's the best answer I could come up so far. Jesus prayed not because of the needs that he had, but rather he prayed out of the desire to have communion with God. Out of the desire he had to see God every day. About 10 days ago, I was attending the Good Friday community service. There were 7 preachers. You think our 1 hour long is long enough? We attended almost 3 hour service there. And there are 7 preachers and, I was number 7 preacher. And there was number 1 preacher who happened to be the Catholic priest. His name was Father Ken. I cannot pronounce his last name. Anyway, he explained that there are 5 types of prayers. Prayer of adoration. When we pray, we say to God, "Oh Lord, you're awesome, you're wonderful, you're loving." So we say a few words of adoration. That's prayer. The second thing, the prayer of confession. We say, "Lord, I goofed up today. I said some mean things to my, you know, husband or wife, whatever. And third thing is the prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, I'm so thankful for all the blessings you bestow upon me and my family. The next one is prayer of supplication, meaning making requests, you know, on behalf of others or on behalf of yourself. And the fifth prayer, he says, called communion. We seldom hear about this type of prayer. And he says the highest form of prayer is communion with God. And that's what I believe Jesus would do with his Heavenly Father every day in prayer. He loved having communion or fellowship with God in prayer. After all, the Bible says the Father in heaven loved Jesus and he was well pleased with him. And Jesus in turn had a great joy of being with his Father. Think of the joy that they had, they must have had together between the two. If I come up with the closest example, I would say between the two best friends. You have not met, you know, for years. And all of a sudden you run into your best friend. Hey, let's sit down and talk and catch up each other's lives. And you have such a great time. Time flies by, right? And you don't have any particular agenda, do you? No, just catching up, listening to each other. Or perhaps the another joy that I compare to is the joy of loving couples who just love each other's company. You remember first time you fell in love with your spouse? Boy, for the next whatever until you get married, it's such a great joy. Just being together, looking at each other, right? Is this still true? I'm speaking that, you know, I'm celebrating my 31st anniversary this year, but it is my joy to listen to my wife, her, you know, concerns and her insights and wisdom once in a while. I think the, let's make this Ladies' Day, okay? I think ladies are like a better edition of man. Women are a better version of man, I think. They have wisdom. I think the reason why God allowed us to have wives. Okay, husband, I'll do something good for you next time. But anyway, today's Ladies' Day. Listen to your wife. We have to. Okay, that's Nick. Okay. Anyway. I wonder if what happens to our prayer and prayer life if we do the same. Of course we do, you know, the prayers. Prayers, confession and thanksgiving, supplication and adoration all together. But after we have said all these things, how about we sit before God in silence for the sake of getting to know Him and listening to Him, just for the sake of loving Him with no agenda. You know, friend, my brother-in-law is a pastor. The other day I was talking with him, and I asked him, why do you pray? What do you say? And he says, oh yeah, we ask for, you know, something that we need. Even pastor, that's how we know of prayer, right? But let's set aside all these requests and what God can do for us. And how about just having a quiet time with God for the sake of loving His company with us? And we are not so used to this, right? And I'm confident that if we do, it will revolutionize our walk with God. Going back to today's text, I'm going to point out three things that stand out to me. And the first one is this. Did you know that Jesus was a very busy man? In the midst of busy schedule, this is what the scripture says. The whole town, entire town came to the door. And everyone was looking for him. I'm just quoting what the scripture says. In the midst of this such a busy schedule, Jesus made an effort to go out to a secluded place very early in the morning and prayed. The way I see it, he was very intentional about the prayer time, wasn't he? Now think of this. Jesus, the master of prayer, intentionally carved out time to be alone with God in the midst of his busy schedule. And I believe, you know, personally, whenever he needed, He could have just shut down the whole thing, the things and the people around him, and started praying and having communion with God wherever he was. He didn't have to leave the house. However, he did. He went out of the house into the wilderness to find a quiet place to be with God. Now, let's think about the American life we have here, the trouble of the American life. Don't we feel we are too busy to pray? We are bombarded with so many demands and distractions, work, family, chores, and TV, and internet, and music, parties, and activities, so forth. And furthermore, another thing, silence today is a rare thing amongst us. We feel uncomfortable with silence to the point where we are the ones who fill our schedule and our lives with so many other things. We don't like, you know, to be surrounded by no sound, no activities. I know some people who put the music on or TV on, even though they don't watch or they don't listen to. They simply don't like the silence around them. Now, here's the result. Many things, after doing this, many things pull us away from quietness. Both people and the things, movies and entertainment, and social media today, and so forth. Here's the irony. And we sure have time to check on, this is average, I don't know how they come up with average, how many times people in America check on their email. They say 6 times a day. I'm guilty of it, folks. If you don't have email, I don't think you miss a lot. But if we have email, somehow we constantly check on email. Is anything new, anything new? Yet, we do not have time to be alone with God. We surely have time to update and read Facebook, sometimes more than once a day, yet no time for prayer. Sure, we are too busy to pray, are we not? But can we really say that we are busier than Jesus, who prayed every day? By the way, do we not need God more than Jesus, who drew his daily strength and wisdom from the Heavenly Father? Can we really afford not to pray? That's the first thing I saw. Jesus was intentional about his prayer. The second thing, his prayer was habitual. Consider this. Jesus' ministry never stopped from day one until he was crucified, right? The crowds continued coming to him day in, day out, both in the cities and in the wilderness. Scripture says he was too busy that oftentimes he and his disciples had no time to eat. Yet I wonder if his prayer life suffered. Did it ever stop due to his busy schedule? I doubt it. And rather, I'm convinced that he still rose up all in the morning, when it was still dark, the scripture says, went out in the remote place and prayed. And here's why I believe so. If you look at today's verse 35, it says, Jesus went away to a secluded place and was praying there. It was not just a continuous action of one-time prayer, was praying, right? Like me preaching for 30 minutes, whatever. But rather, if you look at the Greek verb to pray, is in an imperfect tense, which means action that was habitually repeated, not one-time action. In other words, I would say he would pray all the time, repeatedly. The third thing I observed in today's text is the word wilderness. Jesus chose the time and the place where nobody else was around to be alone with God, and everything was shut down, and including his beloved disciples. They had to search for him where he went. No distractions and no diversions, and only focusing on God. In Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us to imitate him in prayer as this. Go into your inner room, shut the door, and pray. And let God see you, what you're doing. And let God, who sees in secret, will reward you. He will reward you. So here are the action points for you to consider. Number one, be alone with God for communion. Be intentional about it and be proactive and make it a priority. Carve out the choicest time of your day or evening or at night. Number two, do it every day. Not occasionally, but every day. Not as chore, but as a joy. Once again, as you pray daily, it may not be easy when you start first, and you will realize the value of your prayers. Once you discover it, you will never want to stop praying. Number three, designate a physical place to return to God in prayer. Establish God's presence there. You know what in prayer actually happens? You go there and say, Lord, this is the place I designate to be the place of prayer. Okay? It's just as if you pretend that, imagine that you are grabbing the banner, okay, and sticking the banner on the ground and declaring that this is God's place. That's what you do spiritually. Establish God's presence there and call on His name every day right there. Just shut the TV off or computer off. Shut down all the noises and demands of your life and learn to quiet down your soul and start listening to Him. This is my prayer for all of us. May God help us to discover the secrets of quiet time with God alone. May God help us to find the true joy in communion with Him in prayer. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Personally, Lord, I've been praying for over 40-some years since I became a Christian. There are several occasions that you definitely rescued me because of the prayers or the cries that I made. But most of the time, we forget to pray. When things are not going well, we remember to go before You and ask for help. When things are going well, we tend to relapse. First of all, Lord, I believe, it has been in my case anyway, I used to feel guilty if I don't spend enough time. I know I'm supposed to pray, but I didn't. It's time that we pass that the guilt that we have. It's about time that we had a joy of coming back to You. Not because of what we have in mind, agenda, but rather we want to spend time just between You and us, enjoying each other's company, asking questions here and there, just quiet time. And help us to discover this great joy of quiet time with You, Lord, as Jesus always discovered and practiced, so that we cannot wait until the next time of prayer, quiet time alone with God. In Christ's name we pray.